Well, today was quite an exciting day as our fledgling community gathered for the fifth time. We caught up with each other at our home and shared a little bit about our summers. We welcomed a new person who'd heard about us. We shared communion together, which is the first time we've done this, which again was special, a really special occasion, and prayed together using incense as a symbol of our prayers rising to God. Children seemed to really enjoy the way we shared communion and the incense prayers, and I think and hope the adults did as well. We then moved on to sharing with each other what we think church or Christian community should contain, what it should all be about. For us, this is the first stage as a group to develop our rhythm or our rule of life. We've already stated that we don't wish to develop a statement of belief, as we think that gives an impression of exclusivity, of saying you're in if you believe this or you're out if you don't. And that's something we're pretty definite that we don't want to be about. We want to avoid that. I was intrigued to hear someone even suggest that maybe, rather than a statement of belief, we should have a statement of disbelief. Yeah, there could be something in that worth exploring. Anyway, the stuff we spoke about today was quite key, as we tussled with what things meant and how we could do things. For example, one of our values, which I think is going to be quite core, is acceptance, inclusivity. And as we thought about this, it became clear that this will mean different things to different people. And actually, although it's easy to say, it is quite a massive concept. How can we, as a community, live authentically to a value of acceptance? Is it as simple as saying we accept all? Is that even possible for a group of people to do? Do we need to put boundaries on acceptance? And if we do, then is acceptance on our terms really acceptance? Or are we fooling ourselves to thinking we are inclusive when we're not? Is there a limit to what we can accept? Was there a limit to what Jesus accepted? Or did he cross the cultural boundaries of acceptance? And if he did, and I'm not saying he did and he didn't, but if he did, what does that mean for us living in 21st century Kent, trying to live out our lives authentically as Christians? Today was exciting. It was key and amazing. I think we all went away feeling we're further along the journey of this discovery that we've embarked upon. But it's clear from today that we have a lot more thinking, mulling over, praying, tussling, talking, and exploring to do. That scares me quite a lot, but it's pretty exciting too. Although I've got to admit, I'm not entirely sure where we go next with all of this.